Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test.
It really isn't.
This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Wimpy.
That's me. Woo! Right, we're getting the show started. Let's get retarded up in here. Retarded. Woo. Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Like the intro said, I am your host, Louis B. Today is Wednesday, September 29th, 2010, in the year of our Lord. Yes, I'm joined today with a special guest, my special friend, and no, he's not my period, Chris Gio.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Louis.
How you doing, Chris? Today we're going to, last night we spoke about how the New World Order uses feminism to demean men and infringe on men's rights. Feminists want us to believe that fathers are not needed. Tonight we will be talking about how fathers are, how important fathers are to a family. Let's start with male influence or the lack thereof. I mean, everyone knows, especially every dirty boy.
You know, that was another one of my dreams.
What the hell?
You like that?
Yeah, that just fucking threw me the hell off. That just like really just totally just derailed my shit just now. Don't do that. I was like, really? She's on? How the hell she got on? What?
That sounds like a kitty cat problem.
It really does. You know, you want to start this? You really want to start this?
I don't know how big it is, but I need to play with it a little bit, stretch
hey,
it out.
Hey, whoa, watch your mouth. I got to tell, you know, I don't know why you tell me such things, but nah. Everyone knows, you know, girls who have no father are usually the ones who are the most promiscuous. In fact, most like guys that are like really dirty. Uh-oh. Most guys, you know, that really dirty, that search for women who are vulnerable, usually try to find a girl that has no father in her life, because those are the ones that are willing to have sex, you know, without no pretenses, you know? You see the girls going wild, having sex with men older than them, doing drugs, no affection for their mom, you know, what? Chris? Thoughts?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thoughts?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, I think you hit every single point right on cue. So there's really not much more that I can add to that. I mean, you said it very, very well.
I mean, yeah, I mean, for example, I mean, everyone who's ever, you know, broke down and watched daytime television, seen the Maury show, you see these girls, they're like 13, 14, you know,
I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. I had sex with over 2,000 men. I want to have a baby and start a family.
And more often than not, the common denominator between between all these girls on the show on these shows are there's no fathers. The mother's at her wit's end. She doesn't know what to do. But the feminists again want you to believe that fathers are not important. You know, to have a man in your house. In fact, I read this article that back in 2008, if I remember correctly, you know, a group of lesbians wanted the right to artificially inseminate themselves. You know, go to sperm banks and get it done. And you know, they had to decide, okay, well, how important is a father to a family? And of course, they decided, like, no, he's not important. And I really truly believe that that is a huge mistake, because then that goes towards the laws saying, okay, well, you're just a sperm donor. You have no rights to this child. So what? You're the father. So what? You want to do the right thing. Well, fine. You can do the right thing. We'll just take all the money out of your paycheck, and you have no visitation rights, no rights to be in the child's life. And how often do you hear those stories in the news?
Well, that's very true, and you have to realize too that the feminist movement was originally started by the Rockefeller Foundation, so they can tax half of the population. Not only that, but they also wanted to take the children away from the family, away from the home at an earlier age, and if the mother was working, well, then they'd have to put them in daycare, and they'd have to put them in preschool, and they can get them younger and younger to mold them into exactly what they want.
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly what it is. I mean, in fact, how do boys act when there's no father? Boys without fathers are more than likely to join a gang. They act out, getting into fights, also becoming promiscuous. Boys without fathers try to find someone to fill the void, try to find a father figure, and they end up usually being the perfect target for pedophiles. I mean, that's really the main target of NAMBLA, which exists. I mean, that's the type of kids they go after. Boys without fathers, boys that need that male reinforcement. Because I was reading, I also read this other article. Men, fathers teach their sons and daughters how to act in society. Boys specifically, how this article went. You know, the boys get reinforcement, male reinforcement on, you know, how to be masculine and how to, you know, hunt and all that. So fathers who are actively involved with their children can be a wholesome influence, according to research published by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I mean, it's kind of funny that we get this information by the U.S. Health and Human Services, by the same government that's trying to break up the family, because they know that a strong family unit is essential.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said earlier, that's the whole goal, is to break them up so they can make these cookie-cutter people, just like all these cookie-cutter houses that you see everywhere, who love the state. And another thing that they do is they get the women single and get the father away. They reward the single women, yeah, for get the man out of the house, give them the welfare checks, give them pretty much everything. And then the kids grow up and they love the state because the state has given them everything. And then they go and they join the military and they go and die for it.
Exactly. I mean, they'd be perfect cannon fodder. I mean, I didn't really think of it like that, but yeah, I mean, especially in divorces. I mean, especially since, again, we spoke a little bit about this. New York became a no fault divorce state, meaning that no matter what, whoever is making the most money, usually the man, ends up losing his shirt, and then on top of that, in family court for custody cases, they usually give custody to the mother. No matter what her status is, meaning she could be the worst option for the child, but the mother's still going to get custody, still gets priority. And mm-hmm. then, in fact, this is something that happens personally. Well, not personally to me, but my uncle basically had to fight his baby mother, because they weren't married, for custody, because what this chick was doing. she had a cavalcade of motherfuckers. In fact, she could have had a fucking turnstile installed on her doorpost with the amount of men just coming in and out of the life. And what they, but the last one just took the cake because he really started mistreating his daughter, my cousin's daughter. So now my cousin had to go to court, get the custody, be like, look, this is what's going on. And the daughter's like, yeah, I want to live with my father because all these, I have way too many uncles coming around and they're pretty much verbally abusing her. I mean, she's a very pretty girl, my cousin's daughter, and but these guys, they come around and they don't want to have to compete with a child. So what they do, they verbally abuse my cousin. They start saying, "Oh well, you're nothing but a fat bitch" and stuff like that. And here's the man. Here's my cousin, who is a great father, make sure that his daughter is not wanting anything. But the state's like, well, you know, the mother is usually the primary caregiver, and we can't. No, the state would rather have the child in a potentially dangerous situation, because having the child with the mother, like you said, they give them welfare, they give them all this government assistance, you know, which means women are controlled in order to keep those benefits.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's all done by design.
Yeah. So I mean, but luckily, the state is going to get one less sheep, because you know, the family came in and said, "Look, this can't happen. He got his own place. He has a good job. You know, he has time to help his daughter with homework and be a caregiver. And this can't happen." I mean. And that only happened because one of the guys she dated, she met him offline, and within a week, he was moving in. So, I mean, at least then the state would have to be like, yeah, we can't really do this and still look like we're doing a good job, you know? I mean, it's really sick out there. It's sick. So, in fact, yeah, I mean, back to this, what I was reading here, the Toronto Star said that when fathers are involved in their child's everyday life, they have fewer behavior problems, higher levels of sociability, and higher levels of school performance among children and adolescents. I mean, my question is, it really amazes me. It really does amaze me how feminists, when shown all these facts, which they see constantly, what's the common denominator? There's no father in the household. That's why these children act out a lot of the time. They have a parent that's not there, or the other parent doesn't care because she's too busy trying to put food on the table.
Well, not only that, but I mean, they make the laws too to where you can't even look at your kid funny. If you look at him funny, then you go to jail.
Yeah.
You can't discipline the kids. You can't do anything. I mean, even when the parents are there, they take the complete control away from the parents, and they want the state to take care of it. You go to the kids go to the schools, and then they get tickets, and then they get put on probation for, you know, talking out in class or for falling asleep in class or, you know, anything like that. Falling asleep in class now is a ticket for disorderly conduct. So they're taking all the parental responsibility, not the responsibilities, but they're taking all the parental duties away from the parents and putting it onto the state. So again, the child is raised by the state.
Right. Right. No, it's the laws that were lobbied by the New World Order started feminists. I truly believe feminists are New World Order agents. I mean, if you, it's okay, fine. You want equality, fine. But when you get these feminazis, which is a term that was coined Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh. They cut their hair off. We went into a lot of the characteristics of the feminazi, the man haters, which is what we mean by feminazi. Anyone that hates men, that hates masculinity, that, I mean, that's what, and imagine if a boy is born and had, oh my goodness, they make sure they discourage all traits of masculinity. They do. They're like, oh well, it's wrong. It's barbaric to want to play sports. No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't have those desires, even though they're natural. You know, you should treat. You know, yeah, treat girls with respect. But you know, it's disrespect to go up to a girl and try to talk to her and try to meet a girl.
Right. Anything is sexual assault nowadays, too.
Yeah, pretty much. You kiss a girl on the cheek, and that's sexual assault. You look a girl in her, you check a girl out, which, hell, the way me and my dad did it, it was a fucking sport.
Well, I've heard stories, media reporting, on 9-year-old children who are getting charged as sex offenders because they're messing with each other.
Wait, what?
Yeah, nine-year-old children playing doctor, you know, doing something that 9-year-old kids do, getting charged as sex offenders.
Oh, yeah, no, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, and here's the funny thing when it comes to that, when it comes to sexual abuse, when the woman is the aggressor, how come she doesn't do as much time as a man when it comes to statutory raping a young child? There was this case in New York, upstate New York. There was this teacher. She slept with one of her students. She only got $1,000 fine. In fact, it's society views if it's a boy that's been sexually abused. Oh, that boy's a stud. He must have something.
Well, you got to give him the luckiest boy of the year award.
Wait, I'm not falling for that one. Oh,
I mean. You know?
Oh, no.
I mean, I'll say this on air, you know, for the first time. I'm gonna open up.
All right.
When I was 14, I was sexually abused by this 27-year-old goddess, and she was just absolutely amazing. Yes, man, I loved every minute of it. She did things to me that no other woman has done before.
Yeah, I think we got somebody else that wants to call in, the Caribbean Critic. Hold on.
I'll tell you a funny story, too, if you want.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
We should say this on air, but this chick was banging me. I was 14. I take that back. I was 15 years old. She was 27. Oh,
that's better.
This chick was banging me in the driveway in her car. My mother comes out, knocks on the door, on the window. This chick is butt naked on top of me, okay? I'm sorry. Well, I can say fucking here.
Yes, you can curse.
Windows are fogged up. You know, I mean, just everything. My mom comes banging on the door. This chick doesn't even get off my dick. She rolls down the window and says, "Can I help you?"
Oh, my God.
And mom goes, "Yeah, you can help me. You know, he's 15 years old." And she goes, "Well, would you rather him do it with me that knows what she's doing? Or would you rather him do it with some little girl that's going to get pregnant?" And my mom said, "You know what? You got a point. Just when y'all are finished up, come on in the house." That is a cool-ass mom.
Oh, goodness. All right, we got the Caribbean Critic. He wants to chime in.
Yeah, I think child services are a complete failure, as far as I'm concerned.
I think they're doing an incredible job. I mean, if you really look at their goal, which is to take children away, they're not a failure at all. Not for the government. Not for the new world.
I mean, for the government, they are doing an excellent job. But for the parents and the child, it's an absolute disaster. My own experience: my daughter was 11. And my wife and I had split up, my ex-wife and I had split up. And this was the only child of the age where it became a contentious issue.
What is that?
The social services, the Child Protection Agency and what have you, sat on the fence, basically. And I said the child was in moral danger. She came to my house one time. She got big hickeys, love bites on her neck and on her belly. And I tried to keep her at my place, and the court ordered me to give her up. And eventually, my wife got custody of the child, and I had visitation rights, yeah, once every 2 weeks for a day. Absolute nonsense.
Once every 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, eventually, 2 years later, the wife threw her out on the street, and then we had to pick up the pieces. She came back to me.
How old was she at that time?
13 years old.
Oh, on the street?
Yeah, 13.
Wonderful caregiver.
When she arrived, we had to pick up the pieces. She had venereal disease, you know, human papillomavirus, all sorts of problems.
Wow.
So we took her to the clinic and suffered the embarrassment and what have you. We got her straightened out health-wise, and it took maybe 2 years to get her on the right track. And I entirely agree, the courts are all too sympathetic to the mothers. Even though the mothers may not be appropriate parents to bring up the child, and it's devastating when you know you're saddled with this problem. Eventually, now she's grown up now, she's 26 years old. She hasn't become pregnant, unmarried. She's living in her own house, and we managed to put her on the right track. But, you know, the whole system is screwed. I don't know whether it's the same in the US, but in the UK, the child... the courts are secret. They're held in private, and there's only a few people allowed in.
Oh, this is like a military tribunal.
Almost, yeah.
So, I mean, let me ask you this, being from another country, how do you feel is the importance of a father being in a family?
Absolutely. You see, when you get a young chap, he's going to follow his father's example.
Exactly.
And a girl, she will try her feminine wiles in a safe environment with her father. She will sit on his knee and pretend all sorts of things and try all these things. I want a new a new purse, or I want a new this or that, and she tries the it's a learning curve for the girl, but she's in a safe environment. If she's not in that safe environment, then anything can happen.
Yeah, this actually reminds me, when it comes to fathers and daughters, this one clip from Chris Rock when he did one of his stand-up. This check out this one bit by Chris Rock.
You have a baby girl, right? And it's amazing when you have a girl. You're a man. You have a girl. It's an eye-opener. Because I realize I'm the man in her life. And my relationship with my daughter is going to affect her relationship with men for the rest of her life. And every man in here is dating a woman with some daddy issues. That shit ain't fun, okay? She give you a hard time over some shit her daddy did in 1969, okay? That shit ain't never fun. Sometimes I'm walking with my daughter, I'm talking to my daughter, I'm looking at her, I'm pushing and stroll her, and sometimes I pick up and I just stare at her, and I realize my only job in life is to keep her off the pole. Baby off the pole. I mean, they don't grade fathers, but if your daughter's a stripper, you fucked up. under the strippers, because some of these girls were abused. Some of them were abused. And some of them just missed a few hugs. Some of them were like, Daddy, can we talk? Hey, I'm watching the game. I'll show you. I'm going to dance naked to Motley Crue records. I'm going to change my name to Cinnabuns, and I'm going to wear clear heels.
Yeah, we got someone in the chat room. I mean, Chris Rock, I mean, no true words have been spoken in that one bit. But someone in the chat room, Anon 7965, says, if men weren't such dicks, we wouldn't have any of these problems or even shows to do.
Well, he described what I was describing. The daughters always... The first male they ever encounter is the father. And they will try their... I mean, they know the power that they have. Even as children, they know the power they have over the opposite sex. And so...
It comes from the beginning of time, really.
Yeah.
In those days, the giants were on the earth. And also, when the sons of God came,
what the hell?
I mean, there it is, right there. You hear it?
Yeah.
Sons of men, and they bore children to them.
And it's up to the father, I think, to guide the girls in the ways of men. It sounds rather corny, but. You know, your daughters, they will sit on your knee and they'll pretend to be your best friend. And all the while, they've got this thing in their mind. And it's not sex. It's using their sexuality to gain a little present or, you know, something they want. You know, like I need a...
Louis B., your thought on the daughters of men?
The daughters of men.
It's the men that have to educate the daughters on what is right and what is wrong in this sort of relationship.
Yeah, someone in the chat room said, well, two people, Dove and Anon, are both saying men think with their little brains. But ladies... With our little brains, we pack so much common sense that apparently you chicks don't possess.
That's true. That's very true.
I'm sorry. I mean, and everybody wants to put it on, oh, if men weren't this and men weren't that. No. I mean, that's only half of the equation. For this colossal fuck up in society, you need both. It had to have been from both sides, pushed by the New World Order to start the feminist movement, and for men to be all, you know.
Well, the New World Order and the feminist movement have tried to degrade men in the eyes of women. You know, they humiliate the guy in the family. Regularly, it doesn't matter whether it's through police action, court action, whatever. They humiliate the male in the family and diminish the value of the male in the eyes of the female and the lady of the household.
Yeah, but also, I mean, to appease the women, the women that are in the chat room right now. The New World Order has also made it so that way we have low value for women as well. So that's one side of the equation.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's you know, hey, I'm not gonna lie. With certain women, the ones that show that they're not virtuous, yeah, they have little to no value to me except for sex. And I'm the first one. I'll be the first one to say that. I mean, if they're going around being promiscuous, being all slutty, dressing like a hooker, chances are I am not going to respect you.
Well, what if you can get, though, one that's respectable? American
insurgent. We'll be right back. This is the Pride Shop Radio Show. Assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, inform,
create, direct, love, wants to the trenches. Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
You are listening to Irritate the State Radio Network.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Do you like to smoke but hate the health effects? Well, now there's an alternative. Introducing the ProVape 1. The ProVape 1 is proudly made in the USA and features a larger battery than traditional electronic cigarettes. More battery means more vapor and longer smoking enjoyment, with 8 to 10 hours of use on a single charge. The ProVape 1 brings out more flavor out of the smoking juice. Get your ProVape 1 today at tinyurl.com/provape. Starter kit costs $125. That's tinyurl.com/provape. That's tinyurl.com/provape. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on irritatethestateradio.net. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50.
We're in commercial, Russ.
Provide small businesses affordable logos.
Hold on,
custom
I need to step away for a minute. I'll let you know when I'm back. I'm going to mute.
Satisfaction is always guaranteed.
The
Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Yeah, someone says men dream to be raped. It depends on who's the rapist. Because I seriously wouldn't want Star Jones trying to ride on my pole, man. She ain't getting on this disco stick. So anyways, yeah, welcome back to the Crack Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are talking about the importance of fathers in the family. I actually have some guests here on the call now. We got Russ Dove, we got Caribbean Critic, we got Chris Geo, and we have Bush Crime Family. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having us on, Louis.
Yeah. So where were we? Went into break. Jesus Christ, Anon 7965. All men want to be raped, so I just give them what they want. Then I steal their clothes, tie them up, then shit on them and run. What the hell is that about?
No.
Yeah, what? Wow. Okay. Just... That's nasty. That's yeah. That's a technical foul.
I don't want to be raped. I want to be loved.
I want somebody that's going to respect me in the morning. No R. Kelly business for me, thank you. All right, so where were we? We just played a clip on how men influence their daughters. Here's another clip by Chris Rock when he was being interviewed back in 93 for his movie CB4 about how his father influenced him.
I wouldn't call it a fairy tale, you know. My father died like 4 years ago. And, you know, it was like the biggest influence in my life, and I can't show him anything. So I'm never going to be but so happy.
Exactly. I mean, even Chris Rock admits that he was an adult, and even his father's still not there. He's not entirely happy because happy, you know, in his success. He would be happier if his father was there.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. I mean, Pat. Why don't you say a few words?
My dad passed away in 2004, and every day since then. This isn't right. I miss my dad terribly. Terribly.
Yeah, I mean, how has it influenced you?
In every way, my gosh. From learning how to shoot a gun to everything. Shit.
Hey, Chris, same question.
My father, he was the tough love kind of guy. You know, he would let me fall when I needed to fall, but he'd be there to pick me up when I needed to be picked up. And if it wasn't for my father, I wouldn't be here doing what I'm doing, because he's helped me get ahead in life. He's given me the money that I needed to start a business to where I can have people working for me and doing the jobs for me, so I can sit here and talk on the radio and do the research and things like that. Without him, I wouldn't be the man that I am right now. So he has definitely brought me to where I need to be. And it's really amazing because his father left when he was born, before he was born. So he never had a father. So for him to be such a good father, even though there are a lot of times when he's an asshole, but, you know, regardless of that, and I mean that like with the deepest, you know, love for him, but he can be an asshole sometimes, just like every father. But in order for him to be such a great father the way he is without having a father, I can only imagine if he did have a father, what kind of father he would be.
All right, Caribbean Critic?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I wasn't an angel as a young man.
Right.
I swore that I would, before I ever got wed, I would make it with 20 virgins.
Okay.
On the wedding day, my best friend sent a telegram, and all it said was, only 16. and the wife was badgering me. My new wife was badgering me for months, and it was the biggest mistake of my life to buckle and tell her the truth. I should have kept my mouth shut. However, I've always been an absolute incorrigible flirt. But I would protect the women and the woman I was with me life. And it's the same with me daughters. Mm-hmm. I couldn't put a tail on it if I tried. I've got four daughters.
You must have had a hard life. I mean, there's a saying, a man who has daughters had a wild life as a young man.
I did have a wild life as a young man.
Well, so God blessed / cursed you with daughters.
Oh, but they're all beautiful.
Yes.
All, yeah. And I am now a granddaddy looking to be a great granddaddy, very surely.
Yes. Oh, apparently all Puerto Ricans have radio shows. I didn't know that. That's that. I would like to see the statistics on that. All right. What else we got going on here?
I
Let me ask you. I don't have any daughters, but I've been daddies to many, many girls. So how does that make it? How is that different between a daddy and a father?
Oh, big
difference. Doesn't matter. Seriously, it don't matter.
Huh?
It doesn't matter. As long as you are a daddy,
I thought you said do the mother. And I was going to say that's
my fantasy. Oh, my mother, God. Mother, he's daughter. You're a slut. I'm supposed to be the dirty one. What the hell?
Yeah, I freaking...
Now, as long as you treat your daughters with respect, whether they're biological or otherwise, don't really matter.
Well, by daddy, I didn't really mean daughters. I mean, like, yo, daddy.
Yeah, socio student says Chris is a oh. So you get paid for it?
No. That's only the in my line of work. Women sometimes, will say, is there any other way that I can pay for this besides, check? And my answer is always, well, we take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover. But the point is that pussy doesn't pay the bills, except for really good pussy. If you can find that, well, then you made.
Ah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, hold on.
Am I taking this in the wrong direction, Louis?
You probably are.
Okay, all right, sorry.
Knowing you are.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I would still reserve the right to send Pat to where you're at.
Well, Pat was talking
about it's not the problem. I'll figure his ass out very soon, don't worry about it. I'll be at your fucking front door, pal.
Oh. I don't know why Pat isn't taking the trash out. That's my question.
Oh, no.
I'll be taken out as you, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's gonna be you in those trash bags, Chris. You better be careful.
We'll cut up, Chris.
What was it that Louis said? The Vietnam vets number one. No.
What? Hey, whoa. Hey. Yeah.
That's my undying love for you right now. I love you so much, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ, let me fucking shoot myself.
Yeah, we got Russ Dove on the line now. He's back. Russ, you want to say a few words about the male importance in the family?
Oh, I'm convinced that to be a well-rounded child, you have to have a mother and a father, and you have to have a mother and father that know themselves and love each other. And I think that's part of the reason we find ourselves in such a polluted environment in the world today, particularly in Western society.
I mean, if we look at history and in almost every culture, the male role model is important to the development of a strong society and a family unit. This fills the emotional need of children. Fathers in children's lives promote the respect of the mother and the building of a strong work ethic and strength in character. I truly believe that fathers create a society that is willing to stand up against threats in order to defend their families. What do you guys say to that?
Well, but there has to be the male has to be raised in such a way to believe that number one he can, number two he has the right or should, and I think it's all environmental, because if we look at history, can somebody tell me where we've had a successful patriarch or matriarch society? And in my view, I've seen them rise and fall. And so that's why I'm saying, as we verge into the 21st century, we have to see the equality of the both. And I believe that there are roles that they play, but I don't think that the outside of marriage, that the male should be subversive to the female or the female subversive to the male outside of marriage. Mm-hmm. And I believe there's a certain way for marriage, but next...
Right. Well, there are two distinct roles. The mother or the female will protect the children, but the father doesn't protect the children. He protects the family, and it's a different, it's slightly different role. But you know, he's the provider. He's the head, and he protects the whole family, not just the children, but the wife, himself, everything. But the mother is more concerned with the children, and we have this interplay. And for me, it's the only real way. It's the only ideal unit that we can think of that actually works.
Yeah, hey. What the hell does that mean, Chris? I'm losing my charm.
I mean, I don't hear any dirty jokes coming from you. I don't hear any.
I'm trying something new, all right? Can I just... Let me just be honest with everyone here. Everybody's complaining, Louis, you're too dirty. Louis, you tell too many dirty jokes. You're turning off too many listeners to listen to your great show.
Well, Louis, you're turning us off with this fucking show, so start with the dirty jokes are in.
Jesus Christ.
They're just working overtime.
Yeah, that's
hey, Louis. Yeah. Louis, don't even try to please everybody. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying. I want to try something new. I want to see if me changing it up, being semi-clean. I mean, I'm still saying fuck shit and all that lovely crap.
Well, you just said it, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, all that lovely crap and
that's what I don't get about you. You say fuck shit, all this, and then you say crap. What's up? What's the deal?
Yeah.
let's get Christy's take on this.
Okay.
You know, that was another one of my dreams.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
What was the dream, huh?
Hello, Christy.
that was just a recording, Chris.
I recognize a female voice when I hear it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting the network has me on a fuck quota. Per show. I mean, I don't know what the number is, but I need to raise those fucks per minute. All right, I'm sorry. I need a specific number of fucks to say on this fucking show.
You're over the limit now.
I'm over the limit now. Okay, very good. Nice. So much for trying to be a serious broadcaster on the Crud Shot Radio Show. I mean, what do you expect out of me?
Leave your message at the phone if you can decipher my list.
Oh. Alrighty. That's all we need to know. I mean,
God, no.
Oh, God, this, yeah, you had nothing. You were born with nothing.
I got nothing. I can't do it like the master.
Thank you.
Yep.
I got nothing.
However, on the topic of your show tonight, Louis.
Yes, sir.
On the New World Order's destroying the male. it is true. It's a historical fact of America that America was created on God, guns, and guts. And whatever your belief system is, I really could care less. But that's how it was created.
Damn.
And
thanks.
They've removed God officially. 1963 was the year that they officially removed God from. I mean, it had been going on from that time on, and they've been trying to remove guns, and they've succeeded in creating, particularly in the lower generations. Although I see some good, a gutless male population that are easily swayed by the finesse of a female. I don't think that's, and I'd like feedback from say Chris or Pirate or anybody, but I don't believe it's our natural state to be gutless.
No, it isn't.
Comments?
No, I truly agree, because even then, even with that much programming, we still have our limits, because there's only so much we could take of being pushed around before that righteous indignation builds up and we're just ready to fight.
Well, I mean, I think the role of man should be, a man in a family should be the protector, the hunter-gatherer. And in our society these days, it's the protector and the worker, or the person that makes the money and provides the food. Unfortunately, we don't have to go out and be the hunter-gatherers anymore, but that's still our role, to maintain the house in that perspective. But what they're doing is breaking down even the role of the man. He's no longer the hunter and gatherer, the state is, and he's no longer the protector. And they're encouraging people to not stand up and fight, to take all of this, and to go over to a beautiful woman's house and then get up and leave
Oh, Jesus.
Right in the middle of it. You know? I mean, they're right. Pussies.
All right. Speaking about that, let's add someone to that call.
Well, I have one comment on Chris's comment. Fuck the state.
Exactly.
I got a comment on Russ's comment. Fuck the government. How's that?
Same, same. On the same hand, honestly, though, before we bring it up, we do. I'm a supporter of limited government. I don't have a problem with putting in some places where people are responsible for my roads and some basic things. But under the current fuck the empire.
Hello.
All right, yo, Moose, what's up?
This ain't Moose.
Oh shit! I call Chris Geo on his cell.
I got it.
Oh, you got the number
call
now?
Moose.
Yeah, I'm calling Moose.
Got it.
Because I guess we were just talking about Moose. I don't know if we want to give the details out, but
you what about Moose?
You can love your country without having to love the government.
Yeah. Yeah, I just need quick permission to see if because this might some certain details might come out. So if they really want me to call Moose, can I get the okay? And I'm just gonna wait. I'm not mentioning any names, but just give me the okay, and I'm calling up Moose.
Okay.
Not you.
I'm not. Okay. I have nothing to say. I'm a guest on your show, Louis. I'm not gonna tell you what to do or not to do on it.
Yeah, no, but me calling Moose might reveal some facts that may not want to be repeated.
Well, Moose is on the phone right now begging to come back.
Oh. Make him beg some more.
Okay, hold on. All right, I'm just waiting for the okay. Can I get the okay?
From who?
I can't say.
There's only fucking four people here. Jesus.
Yeah, not you. Not you. They're not on the call.
You pussy, Louie.
Shut up. How am I a pussy?
Oh, shit.
Don't call me no pussy. Yeah, knock the hell out.
He's on the other line. He's on the other
line. What do you mean he's on the other line?
Whining.
Please leave your message for 4-1.
Alrighty. He's on the other line whining?
Oh, we got the okay. I guess, of course, he can. He won't answer. He's at the gas station.
Yeah, no, I read that. That's why I called.
Okay, good.
Alright, so.
Wait like 3 minutes.
I got to... We're freaking 8 minutes left to the show. This ain't gonna do good.
We're gonna have to go into overtime, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, what? Hey, whoa. Hey, asshole. Not your show.
Overtime. Let's take.
I can't do overtime. I'm on the network now.
We still have to do the traditional, customary call to Jim.
When did that become customary?
Did anybody catch his little rant last night against me?
Wait a minute. Who are you?
Russ Dove.
Oh, Russ Dove. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got some fights. Oh, yeah.
That was a good laugh.
here's a classic here that I put together. I was trying to kind of read in between the lines on this one.
But these people are promoting these new age agendas like Chris Geo. I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for this. Right. And I really give a crap because if you want to come get me, bring your body bag. It's about time for the rape and child molestation of his daughter. I think his days may be
possible. Alrighty. ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make. I just got the okay. We are going into overtime. So,
all right.
We are going into overtime. What? We mean, all right, now.
All right.
Watch your mouth.
Fuck you.
Fuck you harder, you fat bastard.
Yeah, and you harder with no little bezza.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you heard me.
Hard with no lube. At least I can still get hard.
Harder with no lube, motherfucker. Spit it. Throw it in there. There you go.
Alright. Okay, let's try it. Let's try Moose one more time, and then
like
we'll...
Like I said, the male population is confused.
We could be very well just destroying somebody right now. He's not picking up. It's probably a Skype call.
Please leave your message for 41.
God damn it. Let me call him on my cell. See if he'd be like, hey, Moose, pick up the damn phone. I guess we gotta go into break in 5 minutes. Calling him on myself, so.
Fucking loud as hell.
Yo, Moose, I'm trying to call you on the show. We need you.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
It's a topic about fathers.
Fathers?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a male influence. So pick up the phone when you see the 00, you know, the Skype number.
I was supposed to call Christy back.
Well, don't worry about it. Forget Christy right now. I need you. I'm more important right now.
You never needed me before.
Oh, Jesus, stop being a fucking prick.
Stop being a little bitch, shit.
Jesus, stop being a bitch right now. Come on.
Alright.
Alright, calling you now. Alright. Fuck, this shit I gotta fucking do.
I know.
It's made it so much easier for me to find Chris.
Please leave your message for 41298383883. Record your message.
You know,
Chrissy's more important, bro. That's where you fucking the hammer goes down. You know?
No. He probably just hung up the phone. Give him just a second and call him back.
All right.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hey, Moose, how you doing?
Pretty good. What's up?
No, we're just talking about how male influence in the family. Just wanted to know what happened in your life.
With the male influence?
What?
What's the question?
What happened in your life? I mean, did you get very much male influence?
I think so, yeah. I have a father.
Okay, well, what did he teach you?
I don't know.
Alright, Chris, you have any questions?
Where did he touch you?
Wow.
And how long have you been gay?
Wow.
Okay, I've been gay for about 57 years now.
Not you, Pat.
Not you.
Shut up, fucker. Gio, I got your phone number, and it's real easy to track you down now. Thank you, Lou.
What's your comments?
Okay, what was that, Gio?
I think he hung up.
What?
I missed. No, he's still on the line.
How about that?
No, this Skype is fucking up terribly tonight.
Yeah. So, dude, quick question. What does it take for you to touch a woman? What signals do you need? Moose.
I don't know.
How do you not know? Every guy knows. Every guy that's a real guy could could tell when a woman really needs it.
Is that so?
Yes. Yes, Russ. Yes, it is so. And I'm speaking from personal experience.
Well, Lou, you have very few and far in between.
Yeah, shut your mouth. I literally have more experience with women than you do, Pat.
You sure about that, Lou?
I'm very sure.
You are? How sure? You want to make a bet?
Yeah, let's make a bet right now.
$100 right now.
$100?
Got it.
All right, recently. How's about we do this within the first...
I just changed up the whole program recently.
Recently. How's about we do this recently?
I'm not going to work recently.
All right, you pussy.
No, I'm not a pussy.
You're a pussy.
Hey, hold on. I'm still waiting for Moose's response.
Yeah.
Oh, we're still waiting for me?
Yeah.
I've been waiting for you about...
I usually wait till the girl begs for it.
Oh,
my man.
Ooh. Hey. Oh.
That's the way you do it.
No names. Let's not no names.
Yep, no names.
No names.
I'm so sorry.
Now, what would it take for you, Moose, to walk away from a beautiful woman who really wants it really bad?
What was that?
What would it take for you to walk away from a very beautiful woman that wants it very bad?
What would it take?
Or what did it take?
Not very much.
And did you run fast away, or did you was it a light walk, or did you get out of the Dodge like she was going to stab you in the shower?
I guess here's the major question. Did you find out that you really had a penis?
Oh, that would be a trip, wouldn't it?
Because I totally understand.
I've never experienced that.
Never?
No.
Never ever?
No.
Huh.
When was the last time you were with a woman?
Be honest, Tyler Durden.
I'm not sure. Month ago.
Wow.
Do you miss the touch? Let me ask you this. Are you a fan of anal sex?
Yes. Are you?
I'm older and I'm doing better than you. Go ahead.
Well, you guys are starting off a very good question.
Are you a fan of Greek pleasure?
Well,
damn, man. Everybody's breaking up really bad.
Yeah, that's a horrible signal.
Oh, there we go. And this is a perfect example of the result of whatever effort it is to destroy the character of a male. If we find ourselves on the topic of the subject of the New World Order's destruction of the male in society today, and we talk about sex. It's pretty pathetic, isn't it, gentlemen?
Sex?
Okay, I'm the killjoy. But I still, that's the core, that's one of the cruxes of the problem. So, peace.
Well, let me go back to this question, Moose. Are you a fan of anal sex?
Yes.
Am I a fan of it? Not really.
Ah.
Did it hurt you when you tried it?
Did it hurt me?
Yes. Is that why you're not a fan?
Are you an AA AAAA? Analytics Anonymous?
I've never seen that one. I guess I hope they had it.
Yeah, pretty yeah. Tyler Durden over here. Do you have an imaginary friend that tries to start a cult to blow up credit card buildings?
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Okay. That's not what Jim said.
Wow, really? Really? He knows about Moose already?
No, not yet, but I'm sure he will after the show.
I'm about to say.
Now, how large are you, Moose? I mean,
are
you like really small?
We don't need to know that.
I'm leading up to something here, Louis. Don't.
Okay. All right. I'll allow it.
Let me just tell you, if you want bigger genitals, measure from the different place.
Yeah.
There you go. See, you killed the whole joke, Louis. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rush is like, you're welcome. I was like, damn, we're trying to have a point here and busting his balls. I mean, I don't want to go for the cheap shots.
All right. I got nothing else.
You got nothing else?
Yeah.
So, I mean, my question is, how do you leave a hot chick just lying there? She's like, and you just run for the hills? Yes.
Was the pussy stinky? Is that what the problem was?
Yeah. I mean, if it looked like Fern Gully, I understand. You have to go in there with a machete, chop some shrubs down. You're careful of, you know, some of the boa constrictors on the branches. You know, I understand. If it's that unruly down there, I understand.
I think that's how Pat actually turned gay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from an experience like that in Vietnam.
Yeah.
No, motherfucker, it happened before Vietnam. So I'll tell you what. This faggot will come over there and kick your fucking straight ass. How's that?
Oh, baby, I love it when you talk dirty to me like that.
Oh, wait, Jesus.
Wait till you feel my fucking hand up beside your fucking head, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You're just asking for it, Chris. You're really just... You don't know.
Oh, Pat knows I love him.
Yeah, you're going to see how much I love you in a minute.
You got problems, boy. You got problems. You got some issues.
So do we have anything else for Moose?
Moose. Yeah, alright. Rustov?
Moose, what is love?
It's something I
what
have
is
to
love?
To, something I have yeah. to go to a meeting for. Moose, do
love
you feel-
is it's making the right choice to raise the vibration of the planet and everyone around you and the whole cosmos.
Do you feel like you failed?
Every day.
Yes. Now what's the solution? I say you burn yourself in front of City Hall. In protest of the war.
Pat, your experience with that?
And that
what?
That will send, that will help the cosmos?
Yes, it would.
Well, I'll do it then.
Alright, I'll hold you to that.
Let's clear one more thing up. Did you make the choice to leave today, or were you asked to leave?
Now, Chris, is this your question, or... Did someone else ask you to ask this question?
It's my question.
This is a question from the chat.
It's a yes.
Is it your choice to ask this question, or is someone else asking you to ask this question?
Well, it's his choice to ask it. He doesn't have the, you know, he has a choice to ask it. It's not an order, so, I mean, go ahead, answer. Stop, just answer the question honestly, and we'll believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I do is my own choice. Usually.
So you ran.
Was the tail completely between the legs?
Wait, what? Oh, shit. Yeah, you know, I kind of feel you on that one. That would make me run, too. Goddamn floppy dog ears slapping the knees. It's just fucked up.
And those are the best ear warmers in the world.
Woo! What? Russ,
what?
Leave the filthy jokes to us. Take the gun. Take the gun. Leave the cannolis.
Violence has never
produced a positive solution all except right, for in self-defense.
All right, then. Take the cannolis. Leave the gun. Whatever makes you happy. Just.
There's a better. There's a better question. What is happy?
Apparently not right now. Just.
Hi, buddy, huh?
Yes. Hi, I'm Russ Dove, and I kill Joy.
We have another question.
Joy? Joy? Ow. No. All right.
That's my definition. Don't judge. Jesus told you not to judge.
I am not judging anybody, Lou. I can see the fruits of the labor, and that's not borderline cruel. Chicken shit. But hey,
what?
Who am I to say? I have a right to an opinion. What, I'm the only one who don't have a right to an opinion, Louie?
Yeah,
Why does my opinion carry so much weight? Anyway, go on back to your roast. Okay. I don't mean to kill your fun.
Thank you.
Opinions are like assholes.
Everybody has one, exactly.
Amen.
Well, this just makes it easier for you to swallow when I say it's my opinion instead of me saying I know it to be the truth. I know it. I don't think it. I don't believe it.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'll talk to you all later.
Well, hold on. I've got a question. Where is your destination now? What state?
Where am I?
No, what state are you heading to?
Are you going back or are you running away?
I'm not sure.
Many people answer. Damn this setup takes too long. Y'all got the joke. Run away, moose, if you want to survive. There you go.
He really ran.
He ran.
Did he hang up?
Yeah, he hung up.
Oh, man.
Hey.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
You know one thing that's pretty apparent.
Yes.
And that's I don't know what's going on, but I know that you know less than I know. So, at any rate, are we done frying moose?
Yeah, and we're about to start the Rust Dove barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, yeah, let's fry Rust Dove. Let's.
Just interrupting.
Listen, fry Rust Dove. You've got years.
Let's have some fun with Jim. Shit.
Oh, we've wasted enough time on Jim.
Oh, okay. So
one thing I find fascinating about Jim, though, I mean, it's nice to see him become a fire brimstone preacher.
Okay.
Yeah, that's he's gone. I think
he only said to avoid jail. Go ahead.
Cherie and I made that video. We made a couple of videos, and we did that ambush broadcast with Christy. I think we finally pushed Jim over the edge. I think what we're hearing now is a cracked man. And I kind of feel bad about that.
Or a man on crack.
Don't feel bad.
Oh, Chris, relax. He was well broken when he came into our lives. Well broken.
Okay.
All right.
But it was enjoyable to see that what you did to him. I mean, that was a kick. I got a good laugh.
Just a minute of it. Jesus Thank Christ.
We have to try to keep some humor in here, Russ, because if we don't, then the New World Order wins. They want us in a perpetual fear, a perpetual state of fear, anger, all of those negative frequency emotions. Well, so, you know, this humor really livens things up, in my opinion.
Well, and I'm not arguing against humor, but right now I suppose it is my fault or my error that, at any rate, it's just really upside down, and I'd like to see it a little bit righted, so I suppose I'm more focused on that than I am on having fun, as I had fun for 35 years of my life and ended up at the end of that time empty and it was over. So I've taken a different path, and
yeah. All right, let's do this. Fun. Let's do what we promised to set out to do, and call Jim and really give him a lesson. So we're gonna hopefully call him, and we're gonna tell him how he makes us feel. And yeah, because everyone loves a good gym call. Get the bunny bags. Get the bunny bags. Calling him now.
Hello?
How tall are you, you short bastard? I got the body bags ready.
Good. Come on.
I'm coming.
Come on.
I'm right around the corner. Let's do this.
Yeah, I'm going to kill you.
Ah! Yeah, shut up. You ain't going to do nothing. Hang yourself.
What happened? What'd he say?
He's a demented son of a bitch.
What'd he say?
Call him back. Call him back. Let me talk to him.
All right. Good. He's probably getting his guns ready.
Sorry.
You scared him. You see what you did?
I guess that's the end of Jim's touch. Ah, Jimmy. Jimmy didn't pick up. Oh, my goodness. You know what this means.
We still have Antonio that we still haven't taken care of yet.
Who me, Antonio?
Antonio, the AC guy.
Oh. Yeah, what's his number?
Let me Skype it over to you.
Just. I got the body bags ready. How tall are you?
You should have said a comma. You said, Jim, yeah, we're here at the body bag shop, and we're just wondering how tall you are.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't let me get that out before you hung up.
Yeah, he doesn't give you a chance to talk, that's for sure.
Yeah. I know the passion of the stash.
Number's in the Skype.
Yeah, I see it. I'm calling now.
This son of a bitch.
Yeah. What did he do?
You reached golf.
God damn it.
He never answers this fucking phone.
Yeah, how does he make money?
I don't know.
Jesus.
He looks at his caller ID. That's how he knows.
He just calls me all day and he fucking bitches. Oh, I'm not getting any calls. I answer your goddamn phone, motherfucker.
Exactly. Oh, man. Just.
What happened with Jim, guys? I had to go outside for him. What happened?
I called him. I said, because he's always saying, oh, if you're going to come visit me, bring body bags. So I called and asked him, how tall is he so I could bring the right size body bag?
And what did he say?
I'm going to come. You come over here, I'm going to kill you. Some dumb shit like that. Like, yeah, we won't do shit.
He's probably got his guns. He's turned off his lights now. He's waiting.
He's put on his makeup, his camouflage makeup, like no one could see him in the middle of the house. Yeah, but you got freaking forest fucking jungle camouflage paint in the middle of your living room, you crazy faggot.
But he never changed his underwear.
Oh. Oh, Jim. Oh. Okay. Game on.
Yep.
Game on.
Is that in the chat?
Yeah.
Nice.
Game. Oh, God. Mrs. Stachowiak, your son won't play nice.
You have reached 706.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Stachowiak?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm having some problems with your son. My kid kicked his ball onto his property, and now he doesn't want to give it back. He said he confiscated it on behalf of the American Resistance Militia.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, my God. You can't call her back with a Panama voice.
The Panama voice, yes.
The Panama voice.
Mrs. Yeah. Stachowiak. I gave her fucking... Oh, no! Oh, no. Oh, that's just... And it's so wrong, it has to be done. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
Who's this? 705. Mm-hmm. Calling the wrong number.
Shh. Invalid phone number. All right, we got the wrong phone number. Oh, let's call her one more time.
705. You're supposed to be 706.
Oh, no, he put too many numbers in here. Hold on.
She. LOL, I'm here. Lone Star Texan. Who's the Lone Star Texan?
Lone Star Texan. Is that Alex Jones? With Violet Jones? Is that the same one?
Okay, there we go. Game on.
Hello,
Mrs. Stachowiak. Your son is staring at my Panamanian son and licking his lips. Oh, fuck. She hung up before I got that out.
She probably gets it all the time.
She's like, God damn it. James? God damn it. All these assholes calling me, telling me about how you raped a child and shit. Do I really got time for this? Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Why the hell do you have to be such an asshole all around the fucking world? You were such a good boy.
Oh yeah, Mom. Uncle Roy.
I don't give a shit about Uncle Roy.
So all around the fucking world. You're such a good boy.
Damn, dude, you're hearing that again?
Uncle Roy, I don't give a shit about Uncle Roy. No,
the hell was that?
All around the fucking world.
Somebody's got that stream
going. Good boy.
Yeah, somebody's got the stream going.
Hearing that again? Uncle Roy, I don't give a shit about Uncle Roy.
who's listening to the show?
That's fucking Pat.
Fucking Pat, yeah.
I'll fix that. It's okay, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was coming over.
Yeah, dude.
Shut the fuck up, you fat motherfucker.
Learn how to use a goddamn computer, you crackheaded Amish bastard.
Alright, I'm gonna make sure everybody knows how to use the Yellow Pages. Watch.
Yeah. Make sure, and learn how to use toilet paper while you at it, you skunky ass.
Word?
Yeah, wipe your ass.
All right, no doubt.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to bid you all good night. Say thanks.
All right, mazel tov.
Later.
Have a nice day.
And that's a pissed off Russ Duff.
All right, here's the number to one of my contractors.
No, I'm calling Jim's mom one more time.
Okay.
Full answer for me.
Your call has been.
Oh, well. They're calling my mother! Oh, man.
That's a cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on her edges where her Jim's demons are hiding. Oh man, I think we've run this bit to the ground. I think it's time to cue the ending music. If you want.
I got nothing else.
I got nothing else. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Jabba, hit that music please. We're done here. Oh god, the hilarity ensued. Go forth and screw with people. Oh, man, it's lovely. Anyways, like to thank everyone for listening to today's show. Come back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, or whatever the equivalence is in your area. We're on iTunes, Zune, and Zencast. So feel free and subscribe and download free. Love you guys.
I wanna take you to the gay bar.
Seriously? Oh, damn.
Gay bar, gay bar, gay bar.
Oh, this sucks.
Start a war. Start a nuclear war.
What the fuck?
That's a gay bar, gay bar, gay bar.
Seriously, this is just not right.
Isn't that your outro music?
No, that is not my outro.
Damn, they're clowning on you today.
Oh, you bastards.
This is better. Listen to this one. This is much better.
Yeah, no.
Let me cue it up.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Here we go. It's pretty soon. Give me
Travis! A... Travis!
Hey, Jim's the Kodiak. Hey, Jim's the Kodiak. We miss you.
God. I just had to. I'm sorry, Pat, if he's listening.
Oh, I just got a Skype chat. Jabba's got the music up.
All right, Jabba. Son of a bitch. Got the stream going, too.
You got to drop him.
Oh, my God. Stop! Just wait, Pat, stop! Oh my god! Oh Jesus! Damn. All right, we muted that fool. Oh. Jesus Christ.
All right. Hey,
he's
getting
quick.
I just dropped him because Jab is giving me the thumbs up on the music.
I fucking hate you with all my fucking heart.
Do the outro, Lou.
No. This is not the outro. Jesus. News for you. Jabba! All right, I just had to fucking, yeah.
Oh, that's cold-blooded.
Yeah, I know. I had to fucking stop it.
That's cold-blooded.
That is cold-blooded. You want me to be cold-blooded? I'll be fucking cold-blooded. Yeah, so yeah, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to today's show. We went overtime. We got 30 extra minutes for you. So, Jabba. Please. It's raining fucking hell. Oh, Jesus. I'm punching you in the balls, Chris. In the balls. I swear to God.
Hey, that gay bar one sounded pretty
good. Hey, Jim Stachowiak. Welcome to Panama.
Oh, shit.
We miss you very much.
That's not my ex, Travis. Where he can get some little
Holy
wieners.
Holy shit.
Little wiener. Jim's going wild. From too much fluoride in the water. Sipping apple juice. Hanging out by the middle schools. The boys. Oh, fuck.
Dude, the chat room is freaking cracking up.
Oh, Jesus. Flaw my leather. Please, let's just end the show with some balls to it. Come on. Oh, Jesus.
All right, you ready for the outro?
No, don't. Son of a bitch.
All right, I got
nothing. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Man. Oh, Jesus. Okay, now he wants me to...
Cold-blooded.
Jesus Christ. I got... Why? I'm trying to end the show. No one's cooperating.
I'm just back on the show. That's all. What's up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hanging up on me.
I'm trying to end the show.
Well, if you'd like, Louie, I can tell you why Lucifer is in Satan.
I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.